As we come into our last session for the day, I'd like to really thank our next two speakers for joining us for this panel discussion. You think we have busy schedules, they have even busier ones. So I'd like to thank them both for taking the time out of your busy schedules to join us here this afternoon. I'm going to introduce both speakers to our audience now, and then they're going to take the podium one after the other. Once the second speaker's finished, then we're going to let them have their Oprah moment in their chairs, and then we'll go into a Q&A time after that, actually. Please allow me to pass on to you what I have asked of them. Rare is the opportunity that we can hear, ask questions of, question two-party policies that are actually quite divergent from each other. I've asked both of these elected officials to explain the rationale as to how they've arrived at their respective policies on national child care. We've asked them to stay away from the rhetoric that we often see in question period. Surprisingly, both of them really agreed to that, actually. Rather, this being an intelligent, remember I said we're going to count on you guys to be the intelligent audience. This is your time. Well-versed in the intricacies of policy, I've asked that we have a serious discussion around the sometimes divisive topic of child care. Like what I was asked when we reached to our question and answer time, that you be respectful of the different positions that our two guests have. Keep your preamble to a minimum, your questions direct. That way we can get through more questions and more answers during the next hour that we have. Please allow me to introduce our two guests. Our first speaker for this session is Minister Diane Findlay. She's a Minister of Human Resources and Skills Development Canada and was first elected in her riding of Haldimand Norfolk in 2004. HRSDC is one of the largest budgeted ministries in the federal government, with a wide array of programs under her portfolio. She began her professional career as an administrator of the University of Western Ontario's French Immersion School. Prior to her election in 2004, she held several senior positions in both the public and private sectors, encompassing healthcare, transportation, agricultural equipment manufacturing, printing and publishing, and aviation. The minister has a bachelor's degree in administrative studies and a master's in business administration from the University of Western Ontario. Our second speaker is Mr. Mike Savage, Member of Parliament for Dartmouth Coal Harbour. I think we all know one of your past constituents. We're all very proud of him. In Nova Scotia, was first elected as an MP in 2004 as well. He's currently the official opposition critic for Human Resources and Skills Development Canada and is chair of the Liberal Caucus Committee on Post-Secondary Education and Research. He's past president of the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Nova Scotia and a member of the board of directors for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada from 1998 to 2003. He's the immediate past president of the Nova Scotia Liberal Party. In all fairness, we've asked the ladies to go first today, and so I'd ask Minister Findlay to come and join us. Thank you.
Well, thanks, David. And I have to say, Mike and I were not sparring in question period today. I think he was as pleased as I was that I was able to announce that this morning in New York City, our foreign affairs minister signed the ratification of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Well, first of all, to begin, I'd like to thank the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada for hosting this event. I think it's a great opportunity because, you know, child care in Canada is really an important topic. It's important for me, it's important for my government, it's important for all Canadians. And I'm obviously very happy to be here because you are a group that believes that family is the foundation of our society. You believe that the health of our children, our communities, and our nation depends on strong families. And the social well-being of families and communities is fundamental to a healthy Canadian society. Now, this is possible through working in partnership with organizations big and small, secular and faith-based, for-profit and not-for-profit. Our government believes that families are the building blocks of our society, and that getting the best possible start in life is crucial to ensuring that children reach their full potential. I'm here to tell you today that our government is sensitive to the needs of families. We support the child care choices of all families with young children in clear and tangible ways. We know that parents put their children's needs first, and that's why we delivered on our child care commitments. Because no two families are alike, when it comes to child care, Our plan does not force a choice on parents. Rather, it puts parents in the driver's seat so that they can make the best choices for their children. Our Conservative government believes that Canadian families should have choice in childcare. We do not believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. We provide supports to families with children through direct spending, through tax measures for families, and through transfers to provinces and territories. In fact, current federal investments to support families with children are at the highest level in Canadian history. It's over three times more than under the previous government. We're investing almost $5.9 billion of support in early childhood development and early learning in childcare. Altogether, with the Canada Child Tax Benefit, the Universal Child Care Benefit, tax relief, transfers to the provinces and territories, and other measures, in 2009-10, the Government of Canada is investing over $19 billion in children and their families. And in Budget 2010, the Government of Canada is proposing to strengthen the Universal Child Care Benefit for sole support single-parent families. Notre gouvernement conservateur croit que les familles canadiennes devraient avoir le choix en matière de garde d'enfants. Nous ne croyons pas à une approche unique. Notre gouvernement écoute les besoins des familles et soutient les choix faits par les familles qui ont de jeunes enfants de façon claire et tangible. Nous soutenons les familles qui ont des enfants par des dépenses et des mesures fiscales directement axées sur les familles et par des transferts aux provinces et aux territoires. For those of you who aren't bilingual, I'm saying the same things in French that I'm saying in English. Parent care remains the predominant arrangement, especially for young children. In balancing their work and family lives, many parents draw on a variety of other arrangements to help them meet their child care needs, such as help from family and friends. Our government believes that Canadian parents know what's best for their kids. And a one-size-fits-all model just doesn't work for Canada's diverse families. In fact, according to your organization, the Institute of Family and Marriage, 90% of Canadians feel that in two-parent situations, ideally, one parent should stay home and take primary responsibility for raising preschool children. And where staying home is not possible, the first child care choice is one's partner, followed by a parent, then another relative, then home-based child care, then daycare centers, then friends and sitters. The federal government does not direct or oversee child care services. Provinces and territories have primary responsibility for the design and delivery of social and education services. Now, this includes child care programs and services. Our investments in families and children are made in a way that respects provincial and territorial responsibility and supports parents in making the best choice for their children. The federal government provides direct and indirect support to families with young children through, for example, income support and tax measures, maternity and parental benefits under employment insurance, the Universal Child Care Benefit, otherwise known as the UCCB, the Child Care Expense Deduction, and to provinces and territories for the creation of child care spaces. One significant achievement was the recent extension of EI maternity and parental benefits to self-employed Canadians on a voluntary basis. And Budget 2010 proposes to strengthen the UCCB for sole support single-parent families. Le gouvernement fédéral n'est pas responsable de la direction ou de la supervision des services de la garde d'enfants. Les provinces et les territoires sont les principaux responsables de la conception et de la prestation des services sociaux et éducatifs. Cela comprend les programmes et les services de garde de l'enfant. Les investissements dans les familles et les enfants sont faits d'une façon qui respecte les responsabilités provinciales et territoriales et qui aide les parents à faire le meilleur choix pour leurs enfants. Le gouvernement fédéral offre un soutien direct et indirect aux familles qui ont de jeunes enfants, notamment par un soutien de revenus et des mesures fiscales pour un soutien des prestations de maternité parentale au titre de l'assurance-emploi, la prestation universelle pour la garde d'enfants, la déduction pour frais de garde de l'enfant et un financement aux provinces et aux territoires pour la création de places en garderie. So what do Canadians think about child care? Well, your organization consulted Canadians in 2005 on views on daycare, with questions ranging from building a national daycare system to providing all parents with tax deductions. The number one choice was to change the tax system to provide all parents with a child tax deduction, whether they work or stay at home with their children. Close behind was providing cash payments directly to parents who could choose any form of child care they deem best, including having a parent stay at home and care for their own children. Our government listened, and we responded to the changing needs of families by providing them with choice, with flexibility, and opportunities. By working in partnership with other governments, with businesses and community organizations to meet common goals, we're placing parents and families first. Because we believe that parents should be given the choice as to what's best for their children. And while we enable others, our approach is one that respects provincial and territorial responsibility for social services. This ensures that all orders of government are accountable to Canadians. Our universal child care plan is composed of two key elements. First is direct financial support to families through the universal child care benefit. And second, support for the creation of child care spaces by a 25% investment tax credit to businesses that create new child care spaces and an additional $250 million each year transferred to the provinces and territories to help them create new child care spaces. It was my great pleasure to introduce the Universal Child Care Benefit on behalf of our government in July 2006 to provide choice in child care to all parents of young children, regardless of whether those parents work in the paid labor force or at home with their children, whether they live in a small town or rural community like mine, or in a large urban center like Ottawa. The UCCB supports the child care choices of all families. It provides $100 each month for each child under 6 years of age and helps parents choose the option that best suits their family's unique needs. Now, this is support that alone contributes $2.5 billion annually to over 2 million children. The UCCB has, in fact, lifted over 22,000 families and about 57,000 children out of the low-income class. In Budget 2010, we keep a campaign commitment to strengthen the universal child care benefit for sole support single-parent families. For the average family, the UCCB, along with the child care expense tax deduction, offsets the cost of non-parental child care. The combined impact is even greater for single-parent families. Since 2007, provinces and territories have announced plans to create over 60,000 new child care spaces, and by 2008, over 30,000 had already been created thanks to our extra financing. In 2009-10 alone, we are spending $5.9 billion in support of early learning and child care. Now, this is the largest investment ever in Canadian history. Recognizing the financial costs that families face in raising their children, the Government of Canada is also providing tax relief through the Child Tax Credit. Now, this credit provides up to $313 in tax relief per child per year. The Canada Child Tax Benefit is a tax-free monthly benefit made to eligible families to help them with the cost of raising children under the age of 18. As part of the Canada Child Tax Benefit, the Government of Canada provides benefits directly to low-income families through the National Child Benefit Supplement. Now, this represents an increase of up to $436 per year for low-income families with two children and up to $76 a year for a middle-income family with two children. Other tax measures include the child disability benefit, a tax-free benefit of up to $2,455 per year for families who care for a child under 18 years of age with a severe or prolonged impairment in physical or mental functions. We also provide the child care expense tax deduction, which helps offset the cost of non-parental child care, and a child fitness tax credit designed to support families encouraging their children to be more physically active. Beginning in 2011, self-employed Canadians will be able to access EI maternity and parental benefits. Reconnaissant ce qui en coûte financièrement pour élever des enfants, le gouvernement du Canada offre un allègement fiscal avec le crédit d'impôt pour enfants. Ce crédit offre jusqu'à $313 par enfant en 2009. La prestation fiscale canadienne pour enfants est un montant mensuel libre d'impôts versés aux familles admissibles afin de les aider à supporter le coût de l'éducation des enfants de moins de 18 ans. Dans le cadre de la prestation fiscale canadienne pour enfants, le gouvernement du Canada verse des prestations directement aux familles à faible revenu au titre du supplément de la prestation nationale pour enfants. Cela représente une augmentation pouvant s'élever à $436 par année pour les familles à faible revenu ayant deux enfants et à $76 par année pour la famille à revenu moyen ayant deux enfants. Nous offrons aussi la déduction pour frais de garde d'enfants qui aide à supporter le coût de la garde non parentale et le crédit d'impôt canadien pour la condition physique des enfants qui vise à inciter la famille à inciter leurs enfants à être plus actifs physiquement. I've given you an overview of child care in Canada, the various roles of government in our federal system, our response to Canadians' preferences for choice, and how we are helping families in this economic downturn. Our Conservative government believes in providing families with greater choice, greater flexibility, and opportunity as they raise their children. Our approach recognizes that not all families are the same, and in fact, the government does not know best, and it listens to all of Canadians, including the self-employed. Thank you. Merci.